This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. A state Senate ethics committee has concluded Democratic Senator Faith Winter violated ethics rules during a public meeting in North Glen in April, in which she acknowledged she was intoxicated. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
On a 4-1 vote, the committee said Winter failed to uphold the integrity and conduct expected of a senator. The committee didn't recommend a censure or expulsion, which would require a full vote of the Senate. They asked the Senate president to send a letter of admonishment to Winter and to encourage her to continue her course of rehabilitation. Winter said she respected their work.
My intent has always been to take responsibility, to apologize, to make amends, and the committee has agreed with those actions.
The one senator who voted no said there was no evidence that Winter failed to do her job effectively. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado has recorded long COVID as a significant contributing factor in the deaths of dozens of people. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Since January 2023, there have been 52 deaths among Colorado residents in which long COVID was listed as a significant contributing factor. It has not yet been recorded as the underlying cause of death. Donna DeBalia is an epidemiology professor at Colorado School of Public Health.
It doesn't surprise me. It's definitely something that we should pay attention to because long COVID exists.
Cancer claimed more lives than any other cause in 2023. COVID-19 dropped out of the top 10. During the first 2 years of the pandemic, 2020 and 2021, it was the third leading cause of death. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.